Washington, Democratic-led efforts to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump for a second time were the talk of Washington over the weekend, although it looked far from certain whether enough Republicans would back the move with just days left in his term as president. President-elect Joe Biden takes the oath of office on January 20th, officially becoming the President of the United States. Democratic members of the House of Representatives will introduce articles of impeachment, though, on Monday. The move comes after Trump stirred up his supporters on Wednesday, and they later stormed the U.S. Capitol. Several people died in the melee. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, a senior administration official said this weekend. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he would not attend the inauguration of his successor on the 20th. And Georgia's newly elected Democratic senator, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, took to the pulpit on Sunday at Atlanta's famed Ebenezer Baptist Church, just as he has for the past 15 years. But this time he speaks as an incoming U.S. Congress member and the first Black U.S. senator from Georgia. This is the church where civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. Indonesian authorities Sunday located the black boxes of the jet that crashed into the sea soon after taking off from the capital, Jakarta, as body parts and pieces of the plane were retrieved. The Boeing 737-500 with 62 passengers and crew was headed on a domestic flight to Borneo on Saturday before it disappeared from radar screens 4 minutes after taking off. And Pope Francis urged Americans on Sunday to shun violence and seek reconciliation. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong website that publishes material mainly related to anti-government protests in 2019 said its users' access had been blocked by the city's internet service providers, or ISPs. The website, HK Chronicle, said it began receiving reports from Hong Kong-based users saying they were no longer able to access the site as of late Wednesday. Editor Naomi Chan said in a statement, quote, "After discussing and investigating with our supporters, we found that some ISPs of Hong Kong have deliberately dropped any connection to our servers so that the user could not receive replies from our servers, resulting in an inability to access our content." South China Morning Post, citing unnamed sources, said on Sunday that Hong Kong police had invoked the city's national security law for the first time to block Hong Kong HK Chronicles. The Hong Kong and Beijing governments say it is vital to plug holes in national security defenses exposed by months of sometimes violent anti-government and anti-China protests that rocked the global financial hub in 2019. Hong Kong police arrested 53 people in dawn raids on democracy activists on Wednesday in the biggest crackdown since China imposed the security law last year. Apple and Amazon have both suspended the social media network Parler from their respective app store and web hosting service, saying the social networking service, popular with many far-right-wing users in the U.S., has not taken adequate measures to prevent the spread of posts inciting violence. The action by Apple and Amazon follows a similar move by Google on Friday. Parler is favored by many supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump, who was permanently suspended from Twitter on Friday. It is seen as a haven for people who have been expelled from Twitter. In a post on Parler, its chief executive said, quote, "This was a coordinated attack by the tech giants to kill competition in the marketplace." He added that the platform has many options for moving forward. Parler started in 2018 and was initially home for the extreme right, but now it attracts more traditional conservative voices, including Republican lawmakers. And global leaders will try to reignite international environmental diplomacy on Monday with a biodiversity summit that launches a critical year for efforts to stem the devastating effects of global warming and species loss. The event is called the One Planet Summit, and it will be virtual. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Hits on VOA 1.